What is going on, everybody? It is a new year, man, and I'm not gonna say it's a new me, but it is a renewed me. I feel like I'm refreshed, I'm revitalized, I'm back in the game, I'm back focused, and I got a whole new pot of hope granted to me at the start of the year. It's like you need a certain amount of hope coins to play the game of life, and I felt like my, you know, sometimes it feels like your stash getting low, and then you play the game well enough that, you know, you do really good on a bonus round, or you do really good and you get a few more hope tokens every single day when you play the game. But I say that because I don't want anybody to ever be playing the game. Like, sometimes we get caught up and we're playing this game of life and we run out of hope. But if you play the game right every day, there's so many opportunities for you to gain a hope coin if you stay focused and you stay positive, and there's so many different little beams and little instances that breed hope in us all throughout our day, as long as we stay in a positive enough mindset to see them. And I guess, you know, with the year coming to an end, a lot of times we get caught up in what we did get accomplished, but more so what we didn't get accomplished. We start feeling like, well, I had this goal set for the year and I didn't accomplish that. And sometimes that gets overshadowed by the seed planting process, right? So we think by the year's end, we should have the fruit from the seeds we planted. But, you know, if you just started on that goal in August, you gave yourself 4 months, why are you getting caught up on the end of the year like you had a whole year to make that goal come into fruition? So I just had to remind myself and speak out loud and talk with one of my mentors about where I was at, and he explained to me what it is that I was doing that a lot of people do. And just because you are a life coach doesn't mean you're above any of these critical mistakes we can make in our daily perception. But anyway, just got back from Colorado, man. Had an awesome time snowboarding, playing, you know, mini basketball, Chuck E. Cheese style. Just kind of reconnecting, spending time with good company and in great love. And so very appreciative of that because, well, you need that before you get back into the grind. So 2018 came to a close. 2019 started fresh. I started 2019 off with a celebration party because it's going to be such a great year that I'm just going to do all the things that I know that are going to be done. What the hell am I saying? I'm just going to live 2019 like I know I should have lived 2018. And that's how I show how grateful I am for everything that happened in 2018 by how I live in 2019. So starting everything off right, hit the reset button. I'm back now and I got a ton of work to do. But one of the first things I wanted to do when I got back by myself was to lay down a little track, check in with my listeners. I'm going to be a lot more active on this thing. Typically, I'm not so active on here for a couple of reasons, if I can be honest. One, I'm a much better public speaker. I would rather be talking to an audience. I know how to captivate an audience, but if I don't have something that I find very helpful, very useful to say, I don't like the sound of my voice enough to just, you know, just be talking to be talking, because I want to give people something to listen to. When I think really when people don't stop listening to any outside voices and hit the pause button and really start listening to their inside voice, that is when they hear the most. And so I only like to say things that will help guide you in a way that you'll be able to hear your inside voice with much more clarity and much more focus and in much greater detail. So if I don't have anything to say that's not in those ways, I really don't say anything at all. I think a lot of great thoughts all day long, but not all of them are thoughts that I share or thoughts that I feel led to share, because, you know, I don't believe that everybody finds some of the things that I find interesting. So and as a life coach, every time you open your mouth, you should really have something to say. It's going to be enough people that are skeptical of what it is you do and grading everything you say so harshly anyway, that you should make sure that every time you're speaking, you are speaking from the heart, that you are speaking your truths, truths that you practice, truths that have molded you and benefited you first before you try to teach anything. So I hear a lot of great things, but I don't always try to teach them. Anyway, this is just me checking in with you guys, letting you know that you can expect much more from me all year long, probably with a lot more consistency this month right here is about to be super crazy, but that's perfect. That's how it needs to be. Kick things off at the pace that I want them to stay at all month long. So I love you guys. Happy to be checking in with you guys. Happy to be speaking more here in the future. And peace.